Now here it is. All of us have sinned. Every one of us is a sinner. The only way that you can have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, is through the Lord Jesus, because He's the way. He's truth. He's the life. No man can come to God excepting through Jesus, because Jesus is the one who, through His death and resurrection, makes it possible for you and me to be forgiven of our sin. Because when we trust Him, when we confess our sin and repent before Him and give our hearts and lives to Him, and He comes into our lives, our sin, past tense, is present tense forgiven, because Christ has already paid the price. He did that for me.
God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called Now That We Know. Sometimes we think we know more than we know, but when we dig a little deeper, we discover there's a lot more to know. All that's coming up in just a few minutes with Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor, as he opens God's encouraging word together with us. You need to know our phone lines are open, not just now, but 24 hours a day, to encourage you through the power of prayer. 866-899-WORD is the number. I pray you would jot it down or store it in your cell to know we would love to pray with you anytime. 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message, Now That We Know, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Our Father, with our heads bowed in Your presence, we shout the victory, because we know that when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And Father, even on a day like this, when we celebrate the history of God's work in this place, we think of so many of our grandparents, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters who are rejoicing, seated at the feast table of the King. And we shall all be together. Bless us, Lord Jesus, as we study Your word together, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Acts and chapter 10. You're going to need your Bibles. We'll be in the book of Acts and chapter 10. Now that we know. Now that we know. All right, so here's my question today. Now that we know. Do you know, do you believe, do you know that the tomb is empty and that Jesus is alive? All right, now that we know, I know that. Well, these people that the Bible tells us about found themselves in exactly that position. So one can only imagine what must have gone on in their hearts and in their lives, having watched, listened, observed. These were the people that had seen the risen Savior. They'd looked at the empty tomb. A whole lot of them had met with Jesus on the road to Emmaus, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Now you remember, even on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus told those fishermen to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. And they caught exactly 153 fish. That's what the Gospels tell us. You ever wondered why the Bible takes the trouble to tell us that those disciples, when they did what Jesus told them to do on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, caught 153 fish? Well, the answer to that lies in the fact that in Jesus' day, there were 153 nations in the world. Remember what Jesus said to those disciples right after that. He said, "Feed my sheep. Go out there and love people in Jesus' name." Who was He telling them to go to? The world. Remember, Jesus said, Go into all the world and tell people about Jesus. Now that presented a real problem, especially to the Jewish people of Jesus' time, to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They had a very exclusive attitude and approach to anything about God. You had to be a Jew. You had to follow the customs and the law. They believed that anyone who had access to God had to go through the high priest to offer sacrifices, that God was not interested in anybody else. It was an exclusive religion. But Jesus went to the cross and he died. And by the power of God, he was raised from the dead so that all people, regardless, would know that they can know that they know that Jesus Christ is Lord and have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's you. That's you. That's me. That's rich people and poor people. That's black people and white people. That's Hispanic people. That's Chinese people. That's people in prison and people who have never been in prison. That's the worst of the worst. And that's what you and I would consider to be the best of the best. Jesus made that very clear when Barabbas was presented. Barabbas, you go free. You're condemned to die. But I, Jesus, am going to take your place. So what have you done today? Who are you? And what would you say if God came to you right now and made it clear to you that Jesus died for you? That's why I'm inviting you to give your heart to Jesus. It's not based upon your church membership or on your political affiliation. I know this may confound the critics. Jesus died for both Democrats and Republicans. He did. He died for all people, everyone. So here we have in the book of Acts how this began to work itself out. And in the book of Acts chapter 10, we have an incredible story that begins with a man by the name of Cornelius. Now Cornelius was a Gentile. He was not a Jew. In fact, he came from Italy. He was really affiliated with the Romans. And he was a believing man. He prayed to God, and the Bible even tells us he was very generous. He was like so many that I'm looking at today. He gave his tithes and offerings for the Lord's work. He was a good man. But in the eyes of the Jews, he was not included in God's family. And so God sent Peter. Now we all know about Peter. Peter was one of those that stood on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And Peter understood what God's grace is all about because he had denied Jesus right there at the foot of the cross. Jesus didn't even chastise him for it. Peter understood. Peter was there when Jesus ascended into heaven. Peter saw the empty tomb. He knew. So God sent Peter to a place called Joppa. Jaffa, they say over there. J-A-F-F-A. In our tongue, Joppa. J-O-P-P-A. If you know where the modern city of Tel Aviv is on the Mediterranean Sea, the city of or town of Joppa is right next to it on the Mediterranean Sea. Interesting place, Joppa, because that's the very same place you'll remember where God told a man to go out and to go to Nineveh, Jonah, and he went out from Joppa. Remember, he decided he wasn't going to do what God told him to do, and he ended up in dire straits. Storm came up because he disobeyed God, and they threw him overboard, and he got swallowed up by a whale, by a very large fish. Interestingly, he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, and eventually he was thrown up on the beach, and he obeyed God, and he went to Nineveh, and many people came to know Christ as a result. That's the place. That's Joppa. A lot of things happened at Joppa. When Solomon built the temple, he went and chopped down trees up in Lebanon because the trees there are so good. And he shipped them down to Joppa, and then they carried them from Joppa to build the temple on the Temple Mount, to build the temple of God. Well, God sent Peter to Joppa, and he went to go and stay with a man by the name of Simon the Tanner, and his house is still there right on the Mediterranean Sea. And while he was there, he had a dream and a vision. And in that vision, God showed him a picture of all kinds of animals and reptiles. And in his vision dream, God told him to kill and to eat. That was horrific according to the Jews, because they had all kinds of laws concerning kosher food. And I don't have time to get into the background of that, but you couldn't possibly follow God and eat things that were not kosher, even to this day. And so the strict laws of the Torah, the law of Moses, was being ripped to shreds in this vision, because Peter was a Jew and he was being told that God makes everything. And there you eat what God puts in front of you. But the spiritual thing was that God presents to us all people of all kinds. And we are to love all people. And so it is Cornelius got to hear about this, and he sent for Peter, because Cornelius was in Caesarea Maritima, or Caesarea by the sea, which is up the coast toward modern Haifa, between Tel Aviv and Haifa, just below Mount Carmel, where Elijah battled the prophets of Baal. And so Cornelius sent for Peter, and they went and got Peter, and they brought him from Joppa to Caesarea, which would be the same place where Paul later would go out with the gospel to all the nations. I want you to connect all the dots here. 153 fish. Peter being told that all people are included, goes up to Caesarea to tell a Gentile what had happened. Let me read it to you. I'm going to be in Acts chapter 10. I'll begin at verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms, your giving has been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon the tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you've been kind enough to come. Now therefore we are all here in the presence of God to hear all you have been commanded of by the Lord to tell us. So Peter opened his mouth, and this is what he said. Truly, I understand now that God shows no favoritism. God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right and acceptable to him. But as for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, you yourselves know what happened throughout all of Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear not to all the people, but to us who have been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Isn't that an incredible passage of Scripture? They knew that Jesus was alive. We know. I know. You know, we celebrate the empty tomb now that we know that Jesus is alive. What was it that happened as a result of that? Now that we know that Jesus is alive, number one, we see the level playing field.
You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and that unique South African brogue is something that, it just makes my heart sing, because I know that if I begin to hear his voice, he's going to point me to the cross of Jesus Christ. And God's Word is coming alive as we study the Word together. But we also know that there are things that kind of happen when we're studying together. Perhaps there are unique situations and circumstances that are brought to mind. And so Dr. Wilton insists we remind you we're available right now. You can give us a call at 866-899-WORD. That's right. You're not missing anything. We've got Dr. Don on pause, so to speak. And when we come back, we'll dive back into Now That We Know, the message we're doing today. But you need to know we would love to pray with and for you. Again, that number is 866-899-9673. And for some of us, we'd rather go keyboard to keyboard. We'd be happy to do that as well. You can meet us on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Online, you can sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. So many are doing that. And if you're on the go and don't have time for the email or the phone call, just text the word daily, one word, daily to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and you'll be able to sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don Wilton right there. Again, just text the word daily to 30500. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
I've said many times, and no doubt you've said the same thing, that when Jesus went to the cross, he leveled the playing field. That's a beautiful thought, that God loves you and he loves me. Many people who feel most unloved, you know, a lot of people who don't feel worthy of being loved, even more who, by virtue of the sin in your life, of which we're all sinners, you feel that there is no way that God would love you, but Jesus went to the cross just for you and for me and for all who would know him and all who would believe in him. This message is for all people. And it's a beautiful thing to come to grips with now that we know that the tomb is empty, that the field has been leveled. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female. Neither bond nor free. We're all one in Christ. Now that we know that Jesus is alive, we understand God's divine purpose. Verse 36 there is really quite explicit. The Bible says, as for the word that he sent to Israel, that God's specific purpose is that through Jesus Christ, the word of God's peace to all people would be made known. So what is God's purpose? We know his divine purpose is that people like you and I should have peace in our hearts. And the quest for peace, for real peace, we search for peace, don't we? We spend a lot of money trying to find peace. We look in many different places. A lot of joy in life. We experience so much joy, so much happiness in many ways. We love to do a lot of things together. We travel and we have families. And a lot of people who are constantly looking for peace. You'll never find spiritual peace. You'll never have peace with God unless through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you can have peace with God. You can become justified by grace through faith. That means you are declared just in the presence of God. Because the tomb is empty. If the tomb was not empty, Jesus' death would have been meaningless because it would have just been death. But he conquered death and he left death behind, buried in the grave, and our sin, taking upon himself the sin of the world, every sin past, every sin present, and every sin future. Hard for us to come to grips with, but it's a beautiful truth. And Peter understood this. And he went to report to this Gentile by the name of Cornelius right there at Caesarea Maritima, right at the opening or the mouth of the spreading of the good news as it was beginning to be catapulted from Jerusalem to Judea and to Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. Yep, when we know that Jesus is alive, we value the power of changed lives. And that's what the word here tells us about. For example, in verse 38, how that God anointed Jesus. He went about doing what he did, and as a result of that, changed lives in turn become witnesses for him. It's about planting seeds, sowing seeds, sharing the love of Christ, talking to people about their personal relationship with Jesus. We are witnesses of all that Christ does. Yes, when we know that Jesus is alive, we know the urgency of what needs to be done. Just take a look at verse 42 of chapter 10. The Bible tells us, "And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the appointed one," because we know that the tomb is empty. I think that Peter arrived in Joppa and he knew. He just didn't know how to really come to grips with this until the commander-in-chief gave him word. I think Peter, with all his bombastic ways, and you know, he had seen and heard and he had denied Jesus and he'd watched all of these miracles. You know, you got to remember, Peter's the same man that walked on the water toward Jesus, took his eyes off Jesus, began to sink, turned his eyes back to Jesus, and Jesus reached out his arm and lifted him up. This is Peter. And right there at the home of Simon the Tanner on the beautiful shores of the Mediterranean Ocean, right at the mouth of the Great Commission, God gave to him this very clear picture that Jesus died for all people. Yep, he knew. He had seen the empty tomb. And what he knew most of all was that we celebrate forgiveness through his name. I think one of my most favorite verses in Scripture is verse 43 of chapter 10. "To him all the prophets bear witness," to Jesus. "All the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Are you ready to die? Have you considered Jesus, this one who came and died on a cross for the likes of me and you, and who came to give us life, forgiveness of sin, peace, hope, joy? See, you don't have to worry. You don't even have to be afraid. When Jesus comes into your life, it makes all the difference. Would you pray this prayer with me today? Would you accept Jesus into your heart? Pray this prayer. "Dear God, I believe Jesus is alive. He is the Christ. The tomb is empty. I know that I'm a sinner and I'm not ready to die. But today, I say yes to you. You died for me, and I confess my sin to you, believing that God raised you from the dead, and I receive you into my heart." If you've prayed that prayer today, I would be so honored to pray for you. Thank God for you. That's the empty tomb. Jesus is alive. All those barriers have been torn down. That's why even this place is the place where everyone can invite anyone to come here to encounter the living one, Jesus.
Oh, what a powerful message from Dr. Wilton. And if the Lord has stirred you not to just take it in, not to just receive the message, but to see it take root and for change to take place, let us pray you through the next step, whatever that is. We'd love to speak with you, pray with you right now at 1-866-899-WORD. That's our toll-free number, 866-899-9673. Or perhaps you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard. We'll do that online at theencouragingword.org. It's a long URL, but take a breath, theencouragingword.org. Once you get a hold of it, it's a great place to discover more insight from Dr. Wilton and always a place to get someone to pray with you and for you. Before we get away, a very important thought from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news. And by the way, don't go away, because I'll be right back in just a minute.
If God stirred your heart, let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. 866-899-WORD is the number. Again, that's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, we'll connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. You know, one of the joys of this ministry is watching every single day lives being changed. Thousands of lives across the country and now across the globe. And our friends that have become encouragers are standing with us in prayer support and financial support. And you need to know we are very, very grateful. If you're wondering what an encourager is, you can discover more online at theencouragingword.org. Or here's some more thoughts from Dr. Wilton.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
If the Lord has spoken to you about perhaps partnering with us, the number again to call is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. You'll discover more online at theencouragingword.org, but you'll see that the roots of this ministry has been around longer than Dr. Wilton and I have been alive. The Lord called our church out into radio and television ministry in a very unique way, and the Lord has now grown this and developed this into a remarkable opportunity across the globe to share the love of Jesus. I pray you'll consider getting involved. Details are online at theencouragingword.org, or give us a call now and let us know how you'd like to participate at 866-899-9673.
I thank God for Dr. Don. I remember back in 2002, my dad Boyce Canup called me and told me while listening to Don preach, he gave his heart to God. Then he wrote Don a letter, and Don read it in the service. I prayed for 20 years for my dad. I thank you, Dr. Don, for doing God's will. My dad always wanted to meet you, but his health would not let him get out. He passed away 3 years ago, and he watched Don preach every weekend.